Once you create an image, you try to extract information from the image. Okay. So if we look at that point of view, I think another field that looks into that is really pattern recognition. I would say transactional panning, pattern analysis and machine intelligence there, computer vision. Part of all these are has to do with image processing. And lately, a video. Now, you asked me the question when the field, when a lot of people can get to do that. Okay, so, the approach, the basic approach to a lot of the things we're talking about are very similar. I mean, that are similar, maybe I shouldn't use, but very similar. Image processing, you cannot do it by just by on paper. You have to, you really have to look at the image. It's you know, a near objective criteria such as signal-to-noise ratio or something doesn't always make sense. So to do that, be difficult because you need the facilities to do. So let me go into another of my pet peeves. At a private university such as Princeton, it takes $40,000 to support a graduate student 1 year. And that's a bare bones support. Didn't have anything else. And it takes 4 to 5 years to get a PhD. So you're talking about 160K, 200K to finish a PhD. It takes less than $5,000 nowadays to get a reasonably powerful workstation. And that should last the lifetime of the graduate student. It was not too many years ago that the ratio is the other way around. Before the availability of reasonable cost color computer monitors, it's impossible for a lot of people to do image processing. So you will find that when Color Sun 3 360 color monitors came on, I would say about 10 years ago or a little bit before that. I bet you, you'll find that from then on, there were a lot of papers in image processing talking out to it. Because you have the ability to do the processing, you have the ability to display them. And once you have everybody jumping into it to do this, then you know, it's bound to be some good work popping up to do that. Now, well, video is another example. Digital video is fairly new game. It's prompted by HDTV, digital HDTV, which has an interesting history. Most people cannot afford to do video work even after color workstation become popular because the memory requirement is simply too much. Right now it takes what, $50 or so for a gigabyte. When you have a graduate student start to do video work, you'll see that his demand or her demand for disk space, you know, skyrockets. So right now the disks are cheap. Processing power is increasing. So you see people doing a lot of video work, people doing a lot of image processing because the tools, the facilities are made available to do that.